Job 5:2 says, "For wrath kills the fool, and envy slays the simple." What is the antidote to envy? It is a healthy heart. We're not talking about the heart that beats a perfect rhythm in your chest, but your spiritual heart that beats after the greatest love of all, or Abba Yahuwah, the creator of the universe. Where is your passion? What makes your heart throb with excitement? Or is your passion quenched by envy? Every one of us has had to deal with envy, whether we are guilty of it ourselves or whether we come under attack from someone else who is green with envy. That family member, that co-worker, that so-called child of the Most High who loves self so much that they would steal every treasure that belongs to you if they could, that person who rejoices in your hardship because their sense of self-worth comes from seeing you struggle. Brothers and sisters, that's the spirit of Satan, the enemy. And that spirit brings bone rot and a separation from the creator Yahuwah himself. Today, you can be set free from the enemy's stronghold because envy has no place in your life, whether it is from you or directed at you. It's spiritual sickness. But Yahushua, Messiah, has come to set us free from this and a whole lot more. In this week's edition of Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, Sister Beverly unpacks the cure with the sword.
A healthy heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bone. So when we have a healthy heart, and again, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. What is a healthy heart? A healthy heart is when we are obeying the word of Yahuwah. A healthy heart should be love, joy, shalom, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. If we have a healthy heart and we have those attributes, the fruit of the Spirit, then we will have a healthy heart. But if we have envy, it is rottenness to the bone. Envy is an evil spirit. It brings all kinds of sickness. It brings infirmity. It brings disease into your body. So envy is an evil spirit. It is an affair of the heart. Out of the heart comes the issues of life. But I was looking up the Hebrew word for life and meaning. And life is our physical and spiritual energy. Yahuwah, when he created us, he put his breath into us and we become a living soul. If we want a healthy life, we want to live a good life, a life more abundantly, we will always stay and be obedient, knowing the word of Yahuwah. And knowing the word of Yahuwah, what we need to do is to be very, very careful of what we hear. Because with the same hearing that we hear, it should be measured back unto you. The things that we see, the things we hear, the things that we listen to. One of the things that I know that I was very into a while back is this song, "We Are the World, We Are the Children." And as I was listening to a person talking about it, I went back and I started looking and I reading the words. We are not the world, because the scripture says we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And then the song goes on and it says, as Yahuwah has shown us, but it says God, the way it is written, I'm just going as it is written, as God has shown us by turning stones to bread. That was the enemy device that came to Yahushua, his son, while he was fasting in the wilderness. And he says, if you are the son of Yahuwah, then turn these stones into bread. That was a temptation that came from the enemy, from our adversary. And so we are to be very, very careful in order for us to live the life that we need to live. We can't put junk in our system and expect it to operate in the way it should operate. But we're talking on a spiritual basis right now. We are not supposed to be putting in things of the world that does not edify the Ruach of Yahuwah that dwells within us. And so to have a healthy heart, we have to be obedient. First, we have to listen to the word, believe it, and obey it. And we have to cut things out of our lives that is not consistent with the word of Yahuwah. If you have that spirit of truth within you, you are not going to be listening to the enemy lies. The story of David and Saul is very important as well for us to see the way that Saul was with David. He has this envy because he knew that David would take over the throne, and that shows rottenness to the bone. And even with him being envious of David, David came and David played a harp and David sang songs. And as David was doing that, he knew that Saul hated him. He knew it because he threw the javelin at him as he was trying to help. David was trying to help Saul, having this great love towards Saul. But Saul, several times he tried to kill David. But you look at the healthy heart within David. Look at life. He has the love of Yahuwah within him. And so he knows that Yahuwah would protect him. And this is what we should know as well. Yahuwah protected him. And that's what he will do with us as well. Saul, he ended up dying because of the rottenness to his bone. He was very, very envious of David. David wasn't envious of Saul. He could have killed Saul, but he didn't kill him. There's a scripture, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our shalom is upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed, or we are healed. We should be praying from a place of healing, not from a place of sickness. Because he says he already did that for us so that we were healed. And then at times when you pray and you doubt, in James, it says, when a person pray and they doubt, they are double-minded, and don't let that person think that they will receive anything from the Father. It was hard for me 2 years ago. I was like, okay, just take me. I don't even want to be here anymore. I don't want to go through this anymore. But then there's a part of me that just keeps saying, you're healed. And then I have people around me, like my husband, and praying and says, Bevy, you will be healed. Don't worry. Just repeat the word. Just say it every day. With your stripes, I am healed, and believe it. And sometimes we get weak in believing, but then he's says, you know, when we are weak, he is strong. I had talked about the thorn in Paul's flesh. Sometimes we go through trials, temptation. Sometimes we go through sickness, disease, infirmity. Sometimes we go through these things so that we personally will be healed from our proudness. Paul was the type of person that was very, very arrogant in the beginning of his ministry. At the end of his ministry, Paul was so humble, and he started giving, and all the focuses then become on Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. All the focuses went on them instead of on Paul. And sometimes the things that we go through is not about us. Sometimes it's about bringing another person through. So sometimes we go through a lot so that some other people can come through what they're going through. And while we're going through it, it is not easy. It is not a nice thing to go through. You have that confidence to say, I know that you can come through. I know that you're going to make it through, because you know what? I've been there, and Yahuwah deliver me, and the same Yahuwah that delivered me will deliver you, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we have to just believe and trust and know and not doubt. He will make a way. There's nothing impossible with him. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And everything is going to work out together for our good. And when we say it, we need to stick on the word that we say. Stand firm on the word that we say, because death and life is in the power of the tongue, and we shall eat the fruit thereof, death and life. So why not speak life? Why not speak healing? Why not speak the word? Because he will never go back on his word. His word is strong. It's powerful. It is active. It is alive. And it will never go back void unto him. He listened and he says, I watch over my word to perform it. Only Yahuwah knows our heart. But he knows the love that Job had for him. And he know that Job would not fall. The faith and the trust that Job had. And we need to get that same trust and that same faith that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what, we just stand in his word. Job stood his ground, and so should we. And in the end, he got back everything that was taken away from him. Because remember, the enemy come to steal, to kill. That's his job. The enemy is doing his job. But we as children of the Most High, he says, believe him, obey him, love him. And if we love him, if we obey him, if we trust in him, we are exactly where we need to be. And he will restore. He has restored everything that Job had lost, plus more. Hezekiah was sick, but he had a heart for our Abba, our Yahuwah. And when the prophet went and told him, hey, you're going to die, he went and he started praying. He says, remember this. Remember how I did this. Remember, please give me a few more years. And the prophet walked away, and Yahuwah says, go back and tell him to use some herbs, and I'm going to give him 15 more years to live. There's two forces that is working, and we have a choice to choose which force we want to be with. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Read the word of Yahuwah from Genesis to Revelation. Study it. Meditate on it. Walk. Just not only be a reader, but be a doer. Ask the set-apart spirit to open up your heart, your mind, so that you are able to hear the word that Yahuwah speak unto you. He will show you things to come. Make sure that Yahuwah is the number one love of your life.
Thank you for joining us for Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, according to Exodus 15:26. As we learn to stand in the will of the Most High Yah, we also gain victory in his name over sin and spiritual sickness, as Yahuwah Rapha restores our being. Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, is brought to you by In His Name Messianic Ministries in collaboration with the Assembly of Yahuwah at Sand Hill. Find us on Facebook as well as on the web. Until next time, shalom and stay blessed.